Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Walking Trigger Warning Podcast. I am your host, the Arsenal of the Republic, the Defender of Freedom, the man who swore to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, even though I med boarded out before I even got to serve. I am the host, the Walking Trigger Warning. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a very blessed Thanksgiving, and I hope even 2 days later you are still thankful for the many blessings that you have, because Lord knows I am. Tonight's episode is about perception and how you should not be fooled by perception. Now, as many of you have seen, there are celebrities who have made headlines lately. Basically coming out against Joe Biden and coming out against the Democrat Party. One is Cardi B over in New York City. She's a rapper. I think she is a dolt. D-O-L-T. Dolt. And Michael Rapaport, who is an even bigger dolt. Now, Michael Rapaport, he is Trump's biggest hater. I'm sure you guys have seen him. He's an actor. He's been in a few movies, one with Eddie Murphy, another one with Triple H from WWE. He's made quite a bit of film and TV. Apparently, he's a comedian. I don't think he's all that funny. Never thought he was. I always thought he was kind of an idiot. And then social media was born. He created an account and assured me that he was an idiot. But if you haven't heard Michael Rapaport's latest rant about Donald Trump, you have to hear this, because it's not what you're going to expect.
If it comes down to big dick Donald Trump and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Voting for big dick Donald Trump is on the table. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. I'll still call him slob dick Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump, and all that. But we need to get this whole fucking situation under control.
That was Michael Rapaport. I don't know what it is about his fascination with Donald Trump's dick, but it's a little concerning sometimes. And in that video, the guy couldn't stop playing with his nose, so that tells me something else. But that screams at me that there is a major problem with Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Cardi B recently took to one of her socials. I don't know which one it was. And she was slamming the mayor of New York City and the Democrats who run that city. There's going to be budget cuts. Over $1 million in budget cuts. They're cutting sanitation. They're cutting police and first responders. So not only is New York City going to get dirtier, it's going to get more violent and deadlier. So if you ever have plans to go to New York City, I'd recommend against it. But if you want to go, don't go alone. And go have fun. I always wanted to go to New York. I don't see that happening, because I won't be allowed to take my guns. Now I can throw down. Even getting up in age, I don't want to do that. And if I'm outnumbered, it's going to hurt and I might die, but it is what it is. I'm not afraid of death. I'm just not ready for it yet. And I don't want to go down that way. I'll go down fighting for my country. I got no problem doing that, but I'm not going to go down being mugged for my wallet that they can't use my credit cards anyway. So, but yeah, Michael Rapaport, I believe he lives in New York as well. And then you got Cardi B, who lives in Queens, New York, or Brooklyn, somewhere in New York is where both of them live. And they're both coming down real hard on the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. That's very indicative. Now, I haven't seen them come out with anything new lately. They've kind of stayed a little quiet because they made so many headlines with those videos that I think they're probably getting attacked by their fan base, which blows my mind that it's actually big, but it is what it is. So here's the perception. Gas prices are down under $3 a gallon. At least they are where I'm at. I believe the national average is $2.75 per gallon. California is expensive. New York is expensive. There's a lot of places that are very expensive still when it comes to gas prices. But they've always been expensive when it comes to gas prices. And that's because of how blue they are. But here's the perception. Everybody's going to look at that and go, look, Joe Biden won big time. He got our gas prices down. I saw a guy over on X, formerly known as Twitter. The guy is Brooklyn Dad Defiant. And the guy is not bright. He's actually a fucking idiot. But he put up a post. I don't know. You can't call him tweets anymore or what. But he posted. So we'll go with that. He posted. He said, you know, to all the people who said, the president can't control the gas prices. And look at the gas prices. Now they're under $3. Thank you, Joe Biden. And I went, wait a minute, what? And I asked him, I said, do you think before you post? Because if you're going to give Joe Biden credit for getting gas under $3 per gallon in his final year of his installment, then you surely were blaming Joe Biden for having gas prices up $4, $5, $6, $7 per gallon and more across the country. Diesel was, I believe, $9 a gallon. I paid $6 a gallon for diesel last year. And that was here in Colorado. That was ridiculous. Couldn't believe it. Now, of course, I believe that he is a DNC troll hack. And of course, he's not going to answer. And there's been a few of them on there. And I have definitely gone after several of them with facts. Not being mean, not being a bully in them, not harassing them or threatening them. I was just hitting them with facts. And then telling them that they are a dolt. That word again, dolt. That's the word of the day. Dolt. D-O-L-T. Dolt. Use it. You're going to love it. It means a stupid person. All right, moving on. So naturally he doesn't answer. And, you know, a couple of the other people started blocking me. And that felt really good because they saw what I was doing to them. And their followers and their fan base were also reading my comments. So, and that's another reason why the government wants to take down social media. Of which, by the way, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals slapped Joe Biden across the face and said, you will not tell social media companies what they can and cannot post. If a social media company takes you down, Facebook, X, you name it, for a video or a comment or a post claiming that you're violating some terms of service, it's actually against the law for them to do that because they will then look into the Biden administration and the government. And of course, again, they will find proof that the Democrats are the reason for the shadow banning. The Democrats are the reason for banning so many people off of Twitter and Facebook and the CCP-owned TikTok, YouTube, which is owned by Google, which is probably owned by China. I don't know. Haven't dove that deep into it, but you get the idea. A lot of you know me from my first TikTok page, which was the walking trigger warning. And I had 250,000 trigger warnings or trigger guards. That was you, the people who would watch my videos and comment and like and share. And that was some great interaction because I had people from all across the world doing that. And then I started up a YouTube and everybody was coming over to YouTube. And then I did simple math And I spoke of the 2020 election. And I also spoke of vaccines. Well, they shut me down for that. We can't have that. No, 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 no. So I got shut down. I would love for somebody to kick off a lawsuit against Google and YouTube for doing exactly that. They silenced voices during the scamdemic. We weren't allowed to gather. If you lived in Chicago and you gathered at somebody's house, you were threatened with jail time. That mayor is no longer in office. You can see why. It's time to start holding those people accountable. But again, don't fall for the surface level bullshit. Keep digging. Keep looking behind the curtain. And I guarantee we're going to find a lot more before the 2024 election. I'm looking forward to it because Donald Trump is just annihilating everybody. But there's something else that we need to do within our own party, the Republican Party. Vivek Ramaswamy actually pointed it out. He made a very good point. And that point was that Rona Romney, if you're not familiar, Rona McDaniel, the chairwoman of the RNC, is the niece of Mitt Romney. So she is known as Rona Romney. I think her uncle and her are a little jaded ever since 2012 when he got slammed by Barack Obama. Barack Obama was beatable in 2012, but somehow we got Mitt Romney. Now, that was 11 years ago, almost 12 years ago. So I don't exactly remember the lineup from that year, and I haven't even looked it up. But Mitt Romney was the best we could do. I remember there were some pretty good candidates, but apparently my knowledge of politics was not up to par just yet because somehow Mitt Romney won the primary. Speaking of primaries and perceptions, Donald Trump has beaten three cases where there was lawsuits in Minnesota, Michigan, and here in Colorado, where they were trying to keep Trump off of the ballot, stating that he committed an insurrection. But you see, Donald Trump has never been convicted of insurrection, let alone been brought up on charges of insurrection. And he won those cases. Colorado said, no, you're going to put them on the ballot. Michigan said, no, we're going to put them on the ballot. Minnesota said, no, we're going to put them on the ballot. However, during that ruling, that judge said something that kind of worried me. What she said was, there is no state precedent that says that any political party has to send electors for that candidate, meaning the RNC chairwoman could keep Trump off of the primary ballot. That's what worries me. Like I said, perception. Look behind the curtain. The perception is Trump won all the cases. He is golden. But let's pull back the curtain and take a look at Rona McDaniel, Rona Romney. Is she going to try and pull something because she's part of the deep state swamp? Is she going to try and keep Trump off of the ballot herself? That's something else to think about. Like I said, perception. Don't look at the shiny object being held in front of you. Push it off to the side. Look at the curtain behind it. Gas prices. Trump winning legal battles. They are going to do everything they can to keep Trump off of the ballot. And I believe they'll go as far as trying to assassinate the man. They've done it before. They've done it twice before. They'll do it again. They attempted it on Reagan. And I've heard people say that they have attempted it on Trump, but I haven't seen enough proof to believe that and talk about it, so I won't talk about it. So where do we go from here? Primary season's coming up. There's a lot of good candidates, but you need to not just focus on the presidency. As important as the presidency is, it is nowhere near as important as the down ballot. That's the Congress, the Senate, state congressional and Senate houses, mayoralships, governorships, county commissioners, city commissioners. You have to pay attention to it all. It's a lot of work, yes, and we have a lot of things to do. We have to clean our homes. We have to do, if you have a yard like I do, I don't live in an apartment. I live in a house. I have a yard. I grow grass in my yard. I have an apple tree up front. I've tried to grow a garden, but I get beat by raccoons. And of course, there's houses behind me, so I can't just walk out and shoot them. So I kind of gave up on gardening for right now. You know, I might build a cage around it. We'll see what happens. But we all have a lot of things to do on top of our jobs. We've all got a million things to do. And now we have to add in keeping an eye on all these politicians. Well, yes, you have to. You can't just let it go and think, oh, you know what? Everybody else has my back. They're going to take care of this. I have nothing to worry about. You have everything to worry about. You need to show up and vote. You need to get your people out to vote. You need to get the vote out. You see, the Democrats, they've got a lot of passion going on right now. You know, vote for us so that you can have your abortions. Vote for us so that we can chop your son's wiener off. I don't want any of that to happen. If a man decides he wants to be a woman when he's over the age of 18, hey, have at it. You're an adult. You're an American. You're free to do what you want. But I don't want it happening to him as a child. If somebody's gay, by all means, be gay. I don't care. It's none of my business. I don't tell you my business in the bedroom. I don't want you telling me yours. It's pretty simple. You have to get out and vote. You have to talk to your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends, your family members, everybody that you can who will listen to you. And if you think they're not listening, put it on Facebook. And even if they don't comment, they don't like it, they don't share it, they don't even, you know, if they're not even being hateful towards you, I promise you they're seeing it. I've had people who voted for Joe Biden who absolutely hated Donald Trump, and they started listening to me, and they started paying attention to the things that I was talking about. And a lot of them, I'd say 9 out of 10 of them, 90%, are now going to vote for Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. Because they realized that Joe Biden pulled the wool over their eyes. The media pulled the wool over their eyes. If you're paying attention to the media, which I'm not, but I'll see clips here and there, they're starting to come out and they're starting to tell the truth about what's going on. They're telling the truth about how Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. They're telling the truth about how January 6th was not an insurrection. They're starting to tell the truth about COVID and the vaccines. The truth is coming out, and the media has no choice but to tell the truth. if they don't tell the truth, the people are just going to attack them even more. And as we should, we shouldn't just hold politicians accountable for their bullshit. We should hold the media accountable for their bullshit. Celebrities accountable for their bullshit. And we need to hold each other accountable for our bullshit. The reason for freedom of speech is so that the truth gets out. If we don't have freedom of speech, the truth will never get out. We'll always see nothing but propaganda. Like Trudeau. You want to talk about propaganda. Justin Trudeau of Canada is blaming America's MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump for conservative Canadians not supporting the war effort of Ukraine. It's so simple. For 20 years, we were in conflict with the Middle East. For 4 years, we had peace. No new wars started. The conflict in the Middle East was dying down. Trump was pulling our troops out. If somebody from Iran or Afghanistan fucked around, they found out because Donald Trump didn't play those games. Now we got our weak-kneed president who can't do shit. And so they attack us even more. And it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. Because at one time, we had Democrats in this country who cared about the country, who cared about the freedoms of this country. They were Democrats and they were liberals. But now, we have an enemy in common. Us Republicans and conservatives, Democrats and liberals. We all have an enemy in common, and that is the radical leftist. That's what's in office right now, radical leftism. Everybody says that Joe Biden is just having his strings pulled, and that may be. They're being pulled by a radical leftist, I can assure you that. Even if it is Barack Obama. These are the things that you have to point out to your friends and family. Put it on Facebook. And who cares what people think? For a little bit, years ago, in 2015, I was actually worried. Everybody always knew that I was a Republican. Everybody always knew that I was conservative. And that I wasn't down with the liberal ideologies. And so, but I was a little bit nervous about sharing some of that stuff on Facebook. And all of you saw it. It was all over Facebook. And then I decided to start sharing it. I think only one or two people dropped off. And I just started gaining more and more people who wanted to hear more and more about it. And that was kind of cool. It was refreshing. Because there's closet conservatives all over this country. So take that information with you. There are closet conservatives all over the country. Share your ideals. Share your voice. Let your voice be heard. Who cares if you don't like the sound of your voice? Type it out. If you don't want to make a video, you're camera shy. Type it out. You have options. Share as much information as you possibly can. Get the people out to vote. Because as cliched as it sounds, and I always get mad at people when they say this, I'm like, you're just pushing the panic button. But I'm starting to panic a little bit myself. This could be the very last election this country ever sees. This could be the last Thanksgiving and Christmas of a free America. I don't want that. I don't want that. Not for my kids. I will go to war. I will fight. And I will die for this country. I would rather they die for their country while I live for mine. But if I die in battle, if I die in combat, it is what it is. And I'm ready for it. Because I know that when I get to the pearly gates, I'll have some explaining to do. But I think I'll get in. At least I pray. Oh, man. That was a quick half an hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Sometimes I ramble, and sometimes I can get deep. But I want to start doing this a little bit more often. I need to start doing this a little bit more often. So if you have a way to contact me and you want me to talk about something, let me know. I'll see what I can do. I'll put something together and I'll talk about it. I'm trying to wean myself off of TikTok completely because after being raped several times, I just have no desire to go back on there, but I'll still go on there just to piss off the CCP and so that you guys can see my smiling face. I hope you guys stay blessed, stay thankful, and hopefully I'll talk to you again before Christmas. But if I don't, you guys have a very Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year, and let's go into 2024 with our heads high, our chest out, and ready to fight. Because it's time. It's time to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Whether that be physically or by the vote, intellectually, we have to beat these radical leftists. Because if we don't, we're going to be Nazi Germany, 1945. None of you want that. I don't want that. So you guys stay blessed. Have a good night, and thanks for stopping by.